Blog Talk Radio.
Dance, romance, hold hands. Relive, revive your glory days. Dancing is an expression of the human soul. Don't you just love the togetherness of dancing? Hi there, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world. Imagine your voice being heard, not only locally, but in minutes. You know, the show is archived, and I send you the link. You could link on, you could log on right now. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any of the shows. You will just love them. And this week, I love dance. Remember, at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And at the age of 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life. Classical ballet. Oh, I knew the terms. Relevé. I raised up in my toes and I could see the world and feel the rhythms dancing in me. Grand jeté. I took that big leap into the next phase of my life. Glissade. Gliding down the runway, wearing the latest fashions with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. Dégagé. I disengaged from single life, from one position to another, that of wife and mother. Développé. I developed a business. I became an enterprising entrepreneur, and I was able to use all the skills that life had taught me. Porte bras, the carriage of the arms, the embracing, the gathering in to dance yet another dance. And so I have come full circle once again to feel the transformative powers of this dance of life. Stand in this circle like a Beaujolais, stands in its bottle, enhancing its flavor. Backward turn, backward, old time in your flight. Make me the age 11 just for tonight. That's when I was introduced to classical ballet. And my parents didn't have the finances to send me to the academy, but I auditioned for the Kaz scholarship and I was accepted. A year later, at the age of 12, I was touring the States in a ballet ensemble. We performed at the state fairs and the local fairs, their extravaganza. Oh, what memories. But I did have a chaperone. You see, I was only 12. But I didn't tell them that when I auditioned. And when they found out, they still wanted me in the ensemble because I had one of the leading roles in one of the dances. And I had to get my mother and father's signature. Oh, let me tell you, I know how to throw temper tantrums. It was glorious, the States and Canada. Times were gentler then. Yeah, I did have a chaperone. But how many of you would allow a 12-year-old to tour? Never started high school on time. It was always 2 to 3 months late. But I graduated, and when I think of dance, Viva la Dance, part one, what do you think springs up in my mind? Those glorious years, 5 years of touring, meeting people, developing, maturing, and I want you to know I'm kind of a spoiled little brat, because being the youngest, all of the dancers catered to me. And I was taught how to put on false eyelashes, and to use the eyeshadow and so on and so on and so on. It's a great expression for not only females, but male dancers. I'm thinking of Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. And then I thought of cruising. Have any of you ever taken a cruise, a 7-day cruise? You owe it to yourself. And be sure that you wait until midnight and you go on to the top deck. And you hold hands. And you dance with the stars. Oh, how romantic that is. Who wants to weigh in on this? Listening to Live with Kathy, Dobro Jutro. Bonjour, good day. 347-637-3789. I am a romantic at heart. 347-637-3789. It shall be my pleasure to hear what you have to say about how dance, the movement. Oh, remember years ago when they went into all of that disco dancing and you danced by yourself? Well, that wasn't any fun at all. We have an incredible ballroom in Willowbrook, Illinois. It's called Willowbrook. And Barute and her husband own it. And they have all kinds of affairs. And you could go on Sunday afternoon and dance to the big bands. And not too long ago, Frank Sinatra celebrated his 100th birthday. What a voice. But let's go back to dance. You know, you just kind of gather yourself together, cheek to cheek. What could be more fulfilling and more rewarding than to just feel the heartbeat of each other? Weigh in, call in, 347-637-3789. You can email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Now remember, it's Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. Do you want to write to me? Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons and be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. It's an original. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. No one is doing it. Oh, by the way, here's a call to action. Any of you in the Chicagoland area or in the suburbs, do you have a talent for singing? This is for male. This has got to be a guy. I need to get a, I need to have a understudy. Because there are times when my partner can't make it. And I need to have an understudy that could carry the role and be effective in your style. So log on to simplyageless.net or to kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on the video and get in touch with me. You could email me at kathystudio, sbcglobal.net. However, you do have to be in the area. And if we gel, when I get a gig and you're invited to participate with me, you get paid. Yeah, you get paid to spread your talent. I love theater. I love the singing. I love the dancing. Dancing with the Stars, just incredible talent. And tonight, they're going to the final viewing of The Voice. And you see, they're all rhythmic. They all have this wonderful expression of flowing rhythmical movements. Not only in The Voice, but in dance. Call in 347-637-3789. And the paper the other day, all of a sudden, oh, by the way, in Chicagoland, they have So You Think You Know How to Dance, or So You Think You Know Dance. Nah, you really don't. Here are the keepers of the Spanish Flame. At a church in Manhattan, oh, this is from the New York Times. Oh, they are serving. The dancer is known for ferocity and drama, but for also her tenderness. And I'm looking at this. They want to bring the flamenco back to its earthy roots. Flamenco is clandestino, said Barrio, the star of a renowned company, Flamenca, who moved with her family from Madrid to Washington Heights 2 years ago. In a flamenco studio, she continued, you don't need big windows or a beautiful space. Oh, she and her husband, they're in their 50s, met at a flamenco center in Madrid. Isolated. The idea was to inspire. And you see, they had a dream. And they acted on it. They just didn't put it, oh, well, maybe someday, who knows, I don't have the time. They grabbed it, and they ran with it. And the idea was to inspire and to take flamenco back to its roots. In Granada, people dance flamenco in caves. Now, in Madrid, she said the rich have private party after the big party, where flamenco dancers perform in wine cellars. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder why. Huh. But anyway, keepers of the Spanish Flame, what dance would you like to revive? What is it that fire in the belly keeps telling you that this is what you need to do? And do you know that the mayor of Chicago, the current mayor of Chicago, was a former ballet dancer? It is body discipline. It is teaching you movement. It's an incredible art. It's an incredible art. At a professional level ballet class at the New York City Center, oh, she was out of her element but inspired. So she decided to take private classes. I don't have 10 years to catch up, she said. A friend recommended Eric, a former soloist with the San Francisco Ballet, who was also taking the class. It's movement. As it doesn't matter your age. As we age, no matter what, you have to continue to move. Had a discussion today at the studio, where I work out. And one gal came up to me and said, oh, Kathy, we're just all so glad you're back. You've been gone for a week. And, you know, it's kind of heartwarming. I can't get over the people who have missed me. And I said, really? But what it all boiled down to, I said, well, you know, I did this rotator cuff that I injured when the Stairmaster went ballistics. It threw me off, and the doctor said, you got to rest for at least a week, and if you don't, get yourself another doctor. But it paid off. I did clean my studio a little bit and got rid of all kinds of magazines that I've been holding on to. But what she said to me was, I go to my doctor all the time, and he says, you must keep moving. You cannot stop moving. I said, okay. Well, it's a no-brainer for me because, you know, at the age of 7, I am an exercise evangelist. I'm the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports. I wouldn't know how to start my day without movement. And, oh, the classes in ballet, the arduous hours, it all paid off. Listening to Live with Kathy on Log Talk Radio, Viva La Danse, Part 1, Dance Expressions. Yeah, you still have time to call in, 347-637-3789, but I am going to take a moment before I go on to prehistoric and looking backward and dance romance are synonymous. Relive the glory days of dancing, holding hands, romance. I just want to make you aware that you could be part of this consortium. Live with Kathy, the topics are eclectic. Maybe controversial, but never boring. Do you want to be part of it? You know how to get in touch with me. Yes, there is a fee. I have an introductory offer, 10 weeks, and I work with you on your commercial because I don't know what your purpose of your business is, your service, your product. We have to get acquainted. And then you get a whole half hour. It's your show. Let's see what you got. And then I send you the link. You get to hear yourself and you could grade yourself. But then I send you the link, and then you forward it to your email database and encourage them to forward it to their email database and so on and so on. And before you know it, you have circled the world. And it is so affordable. But dream expression do you have that's dancing in your heart? And then you fire the belly desire to let the people know about it, not only locally, but worldwide. So get in touch with me. It shall be my pleasure to explore the opportunity of working with all of you. Now, you do know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I like to think of them as my partners. Iron workers. Impact. Manly men. Titanics bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision becoming together to create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Feel the energy. Log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. And we have a CD. It is so magnifico. I open with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. And then we segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Similarities abound in the classics and ironworking, but are worlds apart. But there is that core similarity, the movement, rhythmic movement, waltzing, jiving together to make and create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Ah, they took the national gold medal in 2009. If they have a 50-plus consortium, you're bored and lonely, pick up the mirror and say hello. It's your choice. heparks.org. Contact your park districts, your senior centers, and libraries. And if you want to improve your voice, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Classes are available privately, semi, or in group. You know how to get in touch with me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And to get involved with the Senior Plus or to get involved in physical activity, log on to heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by our CPA, Greg McIntyre, ahtax@ameritech.net. He shall be delighted to work with you. Now, if it really gets to be long and arduous, then of course he's going to charge a fee. But just for a minor little snafu, he'd be delighted to help you. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. When you go on my website, after you've clicked on the video, scroll down, you'll see the books, The Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken, nonfiction. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. Do you really want to look and feel great inside and out? Get the book. It's only available through me, the ebook and the soft cover. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spleen Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Scroll down. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Great Christmas giving. Gift giving at any time. These books are timeless, nonfiction. Choices available at Author House. Scroll down. 101 ways to improve your life. Yeah, we all did. We bit the bullet. And we said, we've got to help all of you out there because we're all in this together. Nonfiction. Available at Amazon and Self-Growth. The Heart of the Lion, Amazon, and Ex Libris. My Trip to Africa. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She has this incredible nonfiction book out, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. To find out more about this remarkable woman, log on enamm.com. And her book is available at amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing, and this could be you. What if I told you there's a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, pay your bills, and an opportunity being the CEO of your own establishment, offering infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money? And I encourage you to believe in yourself, because that's all it takes. Did I pique your interest? Need money? Want to be your own boss? Imagine the CEO of your own business. You know how to get in touch with me. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Dance, romance are synonymous. Relive the glory days of dancing. A backward look is essential if we to grasp the beginning of dance. The Italian Renaissance, Baroque, the Victorian era, and as far back as the 15th century to now. Dancing is an expression of the human soul by means of rhythmical movements. every movement in dance. I don't care what it is. If it's hip-hop, quick step, it all, every movement has a meaning. Prehistoric man based and learned rhythmical movements in the natural world. They imitated the movements of trees blown by the wind, of flowing waters, waves of the sea, the movement of animals. They were simple then, but they got it. They just realized it was like an epiphany to them. Just like an epiphany. There were unrefined movements, stamping of the feet, clamping of the hands. But there's a magic quality to dance. Not only do you see it, but you feel it. The waltz, from the old German word walzen, to roll, turn, or to glide. Waltz. A ballroom dance in three-quarter time with a strong accent on the first beat and a basic pattern of step, step, close. The waltz. A dance born in the suburbs of Vienna and in the Alpine region of Austria. Oh, how romantic. As early as the 17th century, many of the familiar waltz tunes can be traced back to simple peasant yodeling melodies. Did you know? Oh, I have to tell you about belly dancing. I really do. Another form of exercise, but it is an exquisite expression of rhythmical movements. It was introduced in the U.S. at the Chicago World Fair, 1893. Try belly dancing. If you don't want to do waltzing or all these, find out. We have Jalal here in Chicagoland. That is brilliant. Brilliant. Belly dancing is a masterpiece of rhythm and beauty. The actual origin, no one knows, though it may be as old as woman herself. Huh. Primitive rock engravings of fertility dances dates back as far as 15,000 BC. Women in positions resembling the belly dancer appear in Egyptian tomb paintings. 5,000 BC, and in ancient Greek and Italian sculpture. Belly dancing remains one of the world's strongest and most vital links to an ancient heritage. A belly dancer, to express herself well, needs a certain amount of concentration and discipline. She must coordinate her mind with an agile body. The dance begins with a short introduction, which brings her on stage. Veil is on. She begins a series of fast movements, leaving her audience awed at her ability to control her body and intrigued by her mystery. It's in the book. Belly Dancing by Jalal. If the other forms of exercise do not appeal to you, I suggest belly dancing. And did you forget about square dancing? I've done all of it. I absolutely love it. Tap dancing. And if you want to know what's so beautiful about this, age doesn't matter. There's a dance movement to cater to all of you. Tomorrow, magic quality to dance, part 2 of Au revoir.